Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill Lacob is talking about these next 2 years. It's a 2-year window. You're doing whatever it takes to compete for a championship. 2 years, doesn't matter after that. Are you all in on that notion? 888-957-9570. I just think it's a pretty easy decision considering how we feel about the young pieces right now. Let's be honest here. Let's have an honest conversation, Joe.
Okay.
Do we see or envision Moses Moody, Brandon Pajemski, or Jonathan Kuminga being 10-year starters in the NBA? Any of those players?
Oh, no, they could be 10-year starters on crummy teams.
That was the caveat, right? Crummy teams.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
On a championship playoff.
I have a hard time envisioning any one of the three.
So that makes it an easy decision for me. Because those are the other assets you're talking about moving
off.
Being
a 10-year starter is so difficult.
It's so difficult.
NBA.
Yes, it is.
It's like wildly.
And maybe that's unfair. Maybe if I just said, could they be fringe starters in the NBA? Okay. But we could all agree. Playoff starters, I don't see it right now with any of those guys.
No.
Not to say they can't get to that level, but if they're going to, it's going to be 3 or 4 years down the road. Right?
You want me to terrify you a little?
Terrify me.
Warrior fans.
Not terraform.
As everyone wants to look down the barrel of what could be down the line, okay? Do you know who comes up for a club option after this year?
A club, the team option?
Mm-hmm.
Who? You tell me.
Brandon Pajemski.
Oh.
You know who's eligible for an extension after this year? Brandon Pajemski.
Uh-oh.
Did you see what Keegan Murray got?
What'd he get?
5 years, 140, 150 million.
Ooh, and just got hurt. I'm saying he just, it sucks. As we're talking about the Niners just getting paid, he just got hurt.
If you don't think Pods is going to ask for $30 million a year, so that's my point, right? And so,
But we laughed at Jonathan Kuminga when he said it, and that's what he's going to try to do, right? That's what Pods people...
I'm not blaming him. Yeah. I'm preparing Warrior fans for the conversations. So, let me ask you, Warrior fans...
And Keegan Murray much bigger, by the way.
What conversation would you rather have? Hey, who's that one piece we could get to get us over the top? Or 31, 32, or 35 million for Pajemski a year for the next 5 years?
Well, the owner loves him. He said he could be an all-star.
I like him. $1 million
per charge.
But that's what life post Steph Curry is going to sound like. We're going to be arguing about how many tens of millions of dollars that we're giving. And I like Brandon Pajemski, but he's a backup point guard.
It's one thing if they had...
I'm not knocking him, by the way. I'm explaining, when people want to go into the future, that's what the future entails.
Right.
Having discussions about, got to extend him for 4 or 5 years at $30 million a pop.
And people are saying, hey, you can't go all in on this team because you need a future after Stephen Curry. We're just having the conversation of, even if you keep those guys, the future is not all of a sudden going to be great because you keep Pajemski and Kuminga. Hell, we're having arguments about them on this team currently right now if they could contribute.
To a lesser degree, let me just lay something out. Part of why Jason Richardson was traded away from the Warriors. He was the current.
Yeah.
They wanted to pay the future, which was Monte Ellis and Andres Biedrins, who we all agreed were the future.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Not good. Not good.
How much winning did we do?
Not a lot.
Yeah. No, I love Monte. He was one of my favorites.
I did like Biedrins. No, like,
Biedrins was really good. Yeah. Like, he was really good until he wasn't, and then the free throw thing got in his head and everything. So the point is that I know we all want to look into the future. With Steph, we have to stay in the now. We do. We have to stay in the now.
We got someone going on the opposite side of our argument.
I
want to
hear it.
Today.
And I will let him lay it out. I want to hear the alternative opinion.
I'm going to hit the legal before that. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We got Nick Friedell, covers the team for The Athletic, and our Odyssey NBA Insider coming up in about 15 minutes. And watch this, Nick. Not Nick Van Exel, but Nick Friedell, this same question that we're asking. Are you going all in, Warriors fans, these next 2 years, no matter what? All in on this two-year window. And if you say no, like Kevin in Oakland is, we'd love to hear from you. 888-957-9570.
I think Kevin in Oakland is going to come.
Right now.
It takes a lot of courage. I want to hear it. Kevin. I want to hear it.
K-Bone.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? You're on the morning
Thanks
roast.
Thanks for calling.
What's up, fellas? Now, I think there's two sides of this coin. If we're thinking as a fan, we go all in. But what Joe Lacob said is he wanted to create dynasties of championships, right? So as an owner, if you put your owner's mindset hat on, you think about what Oklahoma City has done, right? And so, look, they're going to be competitive this year. They got a shot. The other part of this equation is they're making a ton of money. So what does the owner want to do? Make a ton of money and put a entertaining product out on the court. He's doing that, so he checks that box. But if you want to build a dynasty and not have a dumpster fire for the next 5 years after Steph Curry, you think about the future. And so that's what I'm thinking. As an owner, you don't go all in for 2 years.
That's Kevin in Oakland. And I'll say this, Kevin, and that's a good point. Like, if you think about two perspectives here, and we're talking about from the fan angle for sure, but there is another side to this, the business side of it, sure. But as a fan, you don't really think about the business side. Like, I don't care as a fan about the business, quite frankly. I care about championships. I care about winning at a high level. Yeah, it's nice to be relevant, Joe. It is. And I can hear him on that. The worst thing you want as an owner is for, like, me and you to completely, like, not talk about the Warriors because they're a laughing stock. Yeah, we're talking
apathy.
About the Niners. Yeah. Apathy. I just don't even care. There is an element of that Joe Lacob it clearly cares about and doesn't want to be. But that's where I come back to Joe Lacob. I trust him as an owner. I trust that he's going to put people in positions to succeed. And yeah, it's going to be difficult, but this is why he gets paid the big bucks. This is why we're talking about him and comparing him to the likes of Eddie DeBartolo. We'll have a conversation about that later on in the show because you had a very interesting comparison there as we're coming up on 15 years of ownership for Joe Lacob as Golden State Warriors' primary owner. You know, that's why we trust this guy. Now, like, my trust with him post-Steph, I don't know because I haven't seen it, right? You know, we make fun of Jerry Jones, why? For the Cowboys. Like, he had all that success in the 90s, and then what happened? He hasn't got back to an NFC Championship game and what, like 30 years almost, it feels like? It's hard.
Choke.
Once you lose Aikman, once you lose Emmitt Smith, once you lose, you know, Dion, all these guys, Michael Irvin, it's tough.
Joe.
Businessman Bonte.
It's so funny.
He's not doing that. Businessman Bonte's not doing that.
It's so funny. Like, no one's saying that they're going to be dynastic forever. I think we all realize these things are cyclical.
And also, how do we know that they're going to be a dumpster fire?
Well,
that was
my next question.
Yeah, sorry.
So you brought up Jerry Jones. Have they been a dumpster fire? Or have they just been, like, up and down and they're not winning the big one?
They've been mediocre to good.
Okay.
Never, maybe one great year, maybe.
You know who's been a dumpster fire? For about 25 years, it was the Washington Commanders.
There you go.
You know who's been a dumpster fire since Tom Coughlin left? The New York Giants. You know who's been a dumpster fire for a long time? The Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Right? And in that league, there's financial equity, meaning everyone has the same amount of picks and the same amount of money. in the NBA, you know who's been a dumpster fire for two decades until recently? The Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
The Washington Wizards.
The Charlotte Hornets.
Charlotte Bobcats. The New Orleans Pelicans have been drafting in the top five what feels like forever.
Hey, I'm not sleeping on the Pelicans this year. No, they're going to shock some people.
Chill, but I mean, eventually you got to be good, right?
Well, that's why I brought up Jerry Jones, only because, and they're not the same guy, but I do view them similarly. We always go back to this Cowboy doc, and it was really good. The Gambler on Netflix and America's Team. You know, I do think there is some Joe Lacob and Jerry Jones where he's like, I'm going to prove these people wrong. Like, you think I can't do it without Stephen Curry? Yeah, I'll show you. And I have belief that he can do it because people were questioning whether he could build a stadium over here.
How about for right now, what he needs to focus on is how can we as an organization win the fifth?
Yes.
And then you'll shift your focus after Steph to whatever that entails.
Yes.
Like right now, Kansas City. Now, they execute draft picks every year. They're all in every year.
Yeah.
When they have Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
But we should have the same mindset.
It's funny. How were people viewing them heading into this season? Oh, this is going to be a down year for Kansas City. Oh, it's going to be a down year.
Yeah, well, look where they're at.
And look where they're at. And again, people say, they're only 500.
Speaking of dumpster fires, and they look in their division, and they're like, yeah, and the Raiders are still the Raiders.
Exactly, right? And they're going to play them this Sunday, and they're probably going to beat them at Kansas City. And, you know, and they're going to be 4-3, and before you know it, they're going to be in the first in the NFC or the AFC West. They're probably going to be in the Super Bowl.
Look, Joe,
because it's an organizational thing.
If this team was still similar to the 2022 team, and we were talking about Wiggins, and I'd be like, you know, we'll see what happens. And when they made the Jimmy trade, like Jimmy is a big upgrade on a variety of levels for this team, and I think it brings a level of credibility. And then when you saw what they did in the sample size that they did it. Like, again, do I think that you could extrapolate the 25 games over the whole season? You probably have to bake in way more, like, missed games and, you know, deliberate sits and stuff. I feel like this is a mid-50s win team, somewhere between 50 and 54. I really do.
So you're taking the over on this season.
Absolutely.
I wonder where Warriors fans are on the over. Is what, 48.5? It's depending on the book, 47, 48.5, 49.5. Over, let's just say. You think the Warriors can get to 50 wins, Warriors fans? 888-957-9570. Let's get to Nick Friedell on the other side. We'll ask Nick all about this. Covers the Warriors for The Athletic. Cousin Nick.
And I got a question just for Warrior fans out there. Lacob's telling you what he wants to do. He wants to win one, the fifth one, in the next 2 years. He's coming up on 15 years of ownership, November 3rd, I believe, or November 4th. Who had a better run, Eddie D or Joe Lacob?
888-957-9570. By the way, Dub Nation Warriors basketball is back. Don't miss your chance to see the Warriors take on the Clippers tomorrow. Yes, this Friday, October 17th at Chase Center. First 10,000 fans in attendance get a Best Buddies bobblehead. Buy your tickets at Warriors.com, and for your chance to score one of those bobbleheads, listen all this week between 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. for the Sounder.
Why'd they pick him?
When you hear that, be caller number 5 to the contest line, 415-523-4652, and you'll win courtesy of the Golden State Warriors. And this segment was brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we got him? Is he on video? We got him? Let's go. On the line, Joe. Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. We call him Cousin Nick Friedell here. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Let me know, Carter, when we got his intro song. We got it. Did it.
For a ride on the bus in China, down there in the world.
The sexiest voice in all of sports media, Nick Friedell.
Nick has this rugged masculinity that all of us at ESPN are jealous of.
I don't know about friend of the program because I think you're lumping me in with being a friend of Friedell, and I don't want to be associated with all that.
Thank you, Nick, and your voice is very deep and sexy. I have
What you gonna do, brother, when Mac Jones is coming for you?
How would you describe the level of hope that everyone else spoke with yesterday in regards to what James Wiseman brought?
How would I, what are they talking about regarding Wiseman and like the impact he can make this season?
Yeah, just how much the...
Obviously, you can't predict the future, and we'll see what happens this summer. But would you be willing to take less money?
Bro, I'm not answering your questions no more. I'm sorry. Next question.
Hey, I gotta start. Can I get to start this?
Jump in there. Courtesy of River Islands, Nick Friedell joining us.
Oh, my God. And Nick, I was telling the guys in the green room today, you know, before the show, that's like the little like area that we hang out in. And I was like, there was a time when we were taking calls about why we should build around Kelly Oubre over Andrew Wiggins. And these guys looked at me like they had seen a ghost. And I was like, no, I swear to God, Oubre was playing better basketball at one point, small period, better than Andrew Wiggins. And it was like unanimous. We did polls and everything. Remember that?
I remember just a couple week stretch where Kelly Oubre was playing well. And Joe, I still can't believe that that era exists in the past. But there are so many diehard loyal Warriors fans all over the place that they remember. They know you're right. But all credit to my man Andrew Wiggins, because he absolutely became, on that bonus title run, the second best player on a championship team.
Stop
and
with the
nothing
bonus.
Nothing will ever stop him.
Stop. Doug, I love you. Stop it with the bonus title. We got one more bonus title. So it's the bonus title.
Double bonus.
The double bonus. Yeah,
it's coming. The double bonus. Yes, exactly. It's coming. You interviewed Al Horford, and you had like a long sit down, and it went viral. And it was him basically saying, hey, Boston with the injury to Jason Tatum, Boston shedding payroll, I didn't think they were going to compete for a championship, and I wanted to come to a place where I can compete for a championship. I had the owner, Joe Lacob, on yesterday with Tim Kawakami doing a sit-down saying, hey, we're all in for the next 2 years. This team feels very universally aligned about it's all about this year and hopefully next year to win a championship. Is there any part of you that thinks they're completely foolish for having that mindset?
No. I legitimately believe they have a chance, Joe. And that's all you can ask if you're the Warriors at this stage, especially having all the success that they've had. But Horford fits. I mean, he has been the guy that they've looked at for years and been like, man, he would really fit if he ever got the chance to play here. And I think Al knows it too. Now, only time will tell as the games start piling up, and he's 39 years old. So, yeah, there's a question mark on durability and can he stay healthy. But he fits what they want to do. Draymond is still one of the best defenders that there is in the game. Steph is Steph. If Jimmy is healthy, Jimmy is still awesome. The problem is that when you have that many guys that are 35 and over, nobody knows if they're going to be able to stay healthy. But to the question, Do I think they have a legitimate chance? Yeah, I do. And if they can stay on the floor heading into April, then everything's going to be all right. But that really is what we've all got to balance here over the next few months, because if they start losing games and you go, I don't know, it all depends on health. If they stay relatively healthy, I think they have a legit chance.
On the line is Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. All right, Nick, if I'm taking health off the board, just take that, just remove it. I know it's hard because that's like for literally every NBA team, it's health. You see what happened with Jason Tatum, Tyrese Halliburton. It's hard to separate that, but just separating that for a second. What's the biggest concern you would have of this team aside from health heading into this season?
Do they have the size they're going to need, Spadone? Because when you look at the way the roster is constructed, Horford fits, Draymond is Draymond. Okay, but where is that extra help going to come from if those guys aren't healthy, if for whatever reason on a night they don't have it going? That's what concerns me as we sit here right now. But this is, of course, one of the biggest questions as we get into the season, guys. Because whatever the flaw may be over the next few months, and time will show us whatever that is, they have this such a strange fitting piece, it would seem, in Kuminga moving forward, because either Kuminga is going to develop and get better. And guys, it is very clear that Steve Kerr likes what he's seen in training camp, especially the other night we were in Portland, and he's saying, hey, Jonathan's playing really well. He backed him after he got tossed. But if Kuminga's playing really well, he's going to help the Warriors. If Kuminga's playing really well and he can get another piece or two at the trade deadline, that will also help the Warriors. The only thing that will not help Kuminga or the Warriors is if the development's not there and he doesn't become the player that he and the organization hope he can be. So whatever the issue may be, that's what I'm looking at and going, okay, I still believe that this team can fix whatever ails them, Spadone, if we do take health off the table. And part of the reason I believe that is because they have this piece that potentially could be worth a couple other pieces down the line. But they are a really fascinating group this year. It's one of the reasons I felt comfortable coming back out to the Bay and being around them on a daily basis. They are interesting. And so often in the NBA now, a lot of these teams just aren't that interesting. They don't have the personalities. The Warriors are very unique in that regard. And all the fans that are wondering how this is going to be, I'm certainly not sitting here telling you they're going to go win another title. But absolutely, as I've watched the last couple of weeks, I think they have the chance to compete for one. And that's saying something given where everybody is in their career.
I totally agree. And I almost cut you off there and I ruined the cut that we're going to play all year, which is you actually believe they have a chance to win a double bonus championship. So that being said, I want to rat-a-tat-tat some things to you because I have a bunch of questions. You've been around the team. Are they locked in with the four old guys starting every game?
No. Kerr has said as much. It's going to really depend on how Horford is feeling.
Okay.
Kerr flatly said this the other day, Joe. If Horford was 29, 30 years old, you're not even thinking about it. Boom, Al's in the starting lineup. But if Horford needs some time where he's playing 15, 20 minutes, if he's not feeling great after a few games in a row, they'll kind of take it slow, but that is not a guarantee by any stretch.
Okay, so then my next question to you would be, Horford's the one then that would come off the bench, not Draymond?
Horford would probably be that guy. I think Kerr is still tinkering with the lineups. Okay. Is there a chance Draymond could be that guy? Maybe, but I doubt it. I think Horford would be that guy, assuming that all four aren't in there at once.
Okay, so I like to do things on a board when you're coaching and you're playing out all the known things and then you have a bunch of the unknown things on the other side. I know there are 240 minutes in a game. You know, 48 minutes for the five starters if they played the whole game. 30's going to Steph, 30 to Jimmy. Feels like 30 will go to Pods. And then I said 25 each to Dre and Horford. Maybe it's 28 and 22, whatever. Doesn't matter. So you're looking at about 100 to 120 minutes a game for GP2, Moody, Melton, Seth, Buddy, Post, Kuminga, TJD, and Gee. With the Moody injury, is Kuminga the guy that gets the first crack at getting a chunk of these minutes?
I think he could be that guy who will get that first chance, Joe. I think Steve has been really high on Pods. He likes the way he's developing. There's a name that you didn't mention there that I'd be remiss if we didn't mention, at least in the context of the other night in Portland, and that's Will Richard. I mean, he came in and he went, whoa, okay, he knows how to play. And Kerr flatly said, and I thought this was important, we believe in him. He's earned my trust. And certainly, as a rookie, it's only been a few games, but he is a guy who's been in college a long time. He knows where to be on the floor. He's active defensively. He has already kind of gotten that group to believe that whenever they call upon him, as he develops in his own way in his rookie year, he'll be there. So I think the point to hammer home here is this team is deep as hell on paper. They look like a team that can hit you in a variety of different directions. That is important, too, because you have the mix of old, who we've hit on, and who knows how it's going to line up. But they've got all these young guys who can all take another step. And when you look at the possibilities, you go, oh, okay, like, I see where this can go. Will this all come to fruition? We're going to see. But especially after Richard's game the other night, Mr. Shasky, I'm telling you that Kerr likes his options here. And when you have that type of confidence early in the season, I think that filters down throughout the rest of the roster. And for him to come out the other night and say, hey, I believe in Kuminga. I had no problem with him getting tossed. He's playing well. I thought that was very clear in the messaging he was trying to get across and will only help bring everybody together even more as the regular season starts.
Talking to Nick Friedell here on the River Islands guest line, covers the Warriors for The Athletic and also our Odyssey Sports NBA insider. So, Nick, obviously you've covered Jimmy Butler in the past. He called you Nicholas, your full government name, just the other week. So you guys are clearly tight.
Did he send you a bag of coffee?
Yeah, did he do that? What is Big Face Coffee, Nick? You a fan?
I'm Nicholas.
There you go.
Did he send me coffee? I mean, I've known Jimmy a long time, but if I want some coffee, you know I'm going to have to pay for it.
There you go. Businessman Bob Butler over here. But I say that because this is a guy who got thrust into a situation last year. We know it took place in Miami, but he basically played himself off that team, didn't want to be there anymore, a rift with Pat Riley, the GM over there. We all know that. What I want to talk about is the availability of Jimmy this season. Obviously was there for a couple months, didn't play a lot early in the part last season. This is going to be a full season of Jimmy Butler. And for a guy that's only played, I think one time he's played in every single game back in 2012, 2013, games played 82. Other than that, you know, there's a lot of 60s. There's some 50 games played, 52, I'm seeing 60, you know. The availability of Jimmy Butler, are we not talking about that enough as he's currently dealing with an ankle sprain to start off this season already?
Spadone, I think if the Warriors got Jimmy to 65 games this year, they'd feel great. They have built in, and that's why this goes back to Mr. Shasky's point about the depth and all the different layers of the roster. When you have that much depth on paper, there's a reason why Steve Kerr keeps saying these guys are going to be out. The Horfords and the Draymonds and the Stephs and the Jimmys, they know it. They know they're not going to be able to stay healthy. They know they're going to take some nights off. That's why they built the roster the way they have. And certainly Horford, he's not going to be playing back-to-back, so they're going to need other people in there. As far as Jimmy, though, this is the stage of the career that he's at. He can still put up really big numbers when he needs to. He can take over games when he needs to. I have always believed that he's in the perfect role to finally try and win a title now, though, because as fantastic of a player as Jimmy became, certainly in Miami and leading them to two finals, I've always felt Jimmy was best suited as that 1A player. the Robin that he keeps in behind Steph's Batman. So as far as can he stay healthy, can he be on the floor, we're going to see. But this is, again, where I would caution any fan who sees some kind of drought in the first few months and, oh, these guys can't stay together. It's all about April. It's all about April. That is what matters. That is all that everybody should be focused on. Can you get this team on the floor together in some kind of rhythm in April? If that's the case, then at least to me, it doesn't matter nearly as much as it would for a regular team what happens during the regular season.
I think fans are a little, you know, jaded of how it ended in the playoffs with Jimmy. When Steph went down, there was an expectation maybe that, hey, playoff Jimmy, this guy's willed teams to the NBA Finals, not once, but twice. And him not able to, like, lead them to at least one win, I think they're a little down on him right now. Maybe I'm mishearing it or not, but I hear a lot from callers saying, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, the trio of Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond in the West, like, where would you put that trio right now amongst the best in the Western Conference, Nick?
Well, they're not better than the Thunder, and I'd probably put Denver just to cut above, guys, because I still believe Jokic is the guy. He is just incredible, and he doesn't get nearly enough attention, even as great of a player as he is. So I'd probably put them three or four somewhere. But Spadone, anybody who's mad at Jimmy or frustrated that he's not there on the floor, Jimmy got hurt. I mean, he could barely move after that fall in Houston. So anybody who's looking at the small sample size of those last few games, I think the fact that Jimmy was out there, it all showed that he wanted to contribute. He knew he had just signed that big extension. He wanted to help. But I would say judge Jimmy if he can stay healthy and on the floor in the playoffs this year. And if the results are the same, okay then. But once he took that fall, he just wasn't the same guy and the guy that we're used to seeing.
I don't know if you paid attention to it, but Steph Curry did something a while back, and it made the internet go crazy yesterday. He did a video called Can I Break 50 with Bryson DeChambeau, who's a PGA. Now he's a LIV golfer, but was a PGA golf member who's won majors and whatnot, and it's exploded. I mean, you're around all these guys. You were around Derrick Rose forever. You've been around Jimmy Butler.
Kyrie Irving.
I was trying to explain to the audience early on how big this video is going to eventually be. It's already got close to 2 million views. It hasn't even been out 24 hours. Do people grasp in the Bay Area how big Steph Curry is nationally and worldwide? Because I don't think we do sometimes.
I don't think people do, Joe, but I don't think it's their fault. I just don't think they fully understand the magnitude of Steph. What I would tell you, being back around his teammates and his coaches day to day, and I can't speak to the video because I haven't watched it yet. But on a broader note about Steph, his teammates and coaches completely understand. They know what he represents. They know how important he is to every single thing they do. They are so appreciative not only of the player he is, but the way he carries himself. And I can just tell you, as a journalist, being around him for all these years, I mean, I first interviewed him at Davidson, you know, 20 years ago almost. He's the same. And that's what I respect the hell out of. Like, this guy is the same guy he was in college that he is now in how he treats people. And that part is so, so rare when you get into the superstar stratosphere that he's in. This is a guy who still goes out of his way to just treat people well. And sometimes when you get to that level and the egos get so big, you look around and you go, what the hell's going on? What happened to the guy I used to know? That's not the case.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
At least in my experience with Steph. And I think that's why so many people not only feel indebted to him, but it's the reason why he's beloved as he is out in the Bay. When you see the way he interacts with fans before games, when you see the way he treats, you know, the support staff of the Warriors, just the regular people, that's what sets him apart. And that's what's fun for me to cover him on a daily basis. But it speaks to the point that you're making, not just in the impact that he has in this video with DeChambeau. It's the impact of the character he's shown day after day, year after year.
So he does the Olympics last summer after, you know, hurting his ankle toward the end of the year prior to that. This is the injuries he had last year, okay, coming off that Paris trip. Hip, ankle, knee, cervical issue, knee. Thumb, remember he had the thumb injury, everyone, the knee, then he hurt the tailbone on March 20th, and then he had, obviously, the hamstring thing. Are they worried even in the slight about his load management heading into this year?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You got to be worried about Steph in those minutes because, Joe, if Steph's not out there, none of it works. We all know it. Anybody who has been around this team, if you're a fan of this team, you could talk about any other player that you want, and everybody is important in their own right. Steph is Steph, and Steph makes it all go. So absolutely they're concerned. Absolutely they're going to watch his minutes, and they have to. But at this point, I mean, Steph's like 100 basketball years old. And so I believe that he still has at least one more year at the level that we've seen. But so often, guys, we've seen the decline quickly when somebody can't stay at that level. I think he's done everything he can to maintain his body to a level that he can keep running all over the floor, driving teams crazy. I don't foresee any kind of major injury or concern in that regard, but you can't predict any of that stuff. So, yeah, Joe, if you look at all those injuries, you go, oh, well, yeah, this doesn't look great on paper. All you can ask for is, has he prepared himself every single day for the workload that is still coming his way? And I'll just tell you anecdotally on this last trip in L.A. and Portland, after every single practice, he went through the exact same routine. He's out there way past anybody else on the floor. He's got the weight bands with Bruce Frazier. He's doing his own weightlifting each day in these gyms. I mean, to see the USC basketball team looking at Steph work out on the floor, and then he goes downstairs in their facility and he's doing all his weight training, you're like, this is why this guy is who he is. This is why he's reached the level that he's gotten to. It's work. I mean, you want to know why he shoots it so well? Because he takes a zillion shots every single day. So he's done all he can do. Whether he can stay on the floor, we'll see. But if you're a fan of the team, the thing that would make me feel good is he's poured everything in that he can. And that's all you can ask anybody.
Nick Friedell here on the River Islands guest line, covers the Warriors for The Athletic and is our Odyssey Sports NBA insider. All right, Nick. You running the point for the Warriors media team when they go up against the coaching staff, a la the Boston Celtics?
Spadone, there's not a chance in hell. They called me Nick the Pick for a reason. That is my name, and since I was, 13 years old, so I'm not running any point. I mean, my gut would preclude me from being out there for more than 10 or 12 minutes at this point. But I give the group a few minutes if they need me.
I don't know if you heard this, but your boy Matt Stymetz was dubbed the media Larry Bird from Chris Broussard yesterday. You shocked by that?
I did. I actually did see that. And Spadone, the tweet that got me wasn't even Chris's tweet. It was our old friend Kyle Madsen's, because this is what I respect the hell out of Steiny for. Steiny, unlike so many other media people, doesn't sit there and go, yeah, I can shoot the lights out. I can play. He doesn't say anything. So he lets the other people do the talking for him. So I know that he lit some people up in games back in time, and they remember, and he doesn't need to say anything, because if you're that good, you let your play or your work do the talking.
Just like Nick Friedell did this morning on With the Roast. Nick, good stuff, buddy.
Guys, it's always great to be with you, and I can't wait for the season.
Let's go.
That was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Doing that all season long. Cousin Nick, our Odyssey NBA Insider Joe, he's the best.
Can I just wrap a bow on this Bryson DeChambeau, Steph Curry?
You love this thing. You
love
it. One
of the greatest comments I've ever seen. This is about the Brick 50, where you go around in a golf course with Bryson. You play as a team. You try to break 50, which is the record, that he's always trying to do. And the greatest comment of the whole thing, because they did it. They broke 50. They shot a 49.
Wait, Steph and Bryson did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
From iSambo 400. KD's going to show up on the 16th hole and say, yep, we did it, guys.
Oh, my God.
Is that the greatest comment ever?
It's disrespectful is what that is.
Come on, that's funny.
The two-time finals MVP.
There's 18 holes in golf, so he would show up at the 16th hole and say that. That's funny.
Well,
come on.
I don't want to be mean-spirited, so I'm just going to keep that comment I just had to myself. I'll tell you off air what it was.
Well,
If that's the comp, he would have walked off and had a season-ending injury, unfortunately. I know. I had to go there.
So now Will Richards. So now Will Richards is going to be a part of this jam-packed,
Yeah, we'll see with that. I know Nick's high on Will Richards. We'll see. Just going off what we've seen from rookies in the past.
Yeah, but Steve, when he like praises someone, that's how they got Ty Jerome and Anthony Lamb. And like, there's been a lot of guys that were like randomly they come up. Guy Santos.
Well, I was going to say, is he just going to take the Guy Santos minutes?
Maybe.
Like, okay. So
let's play this out. It sounded to me like he kind of like, Pods is in there, but maybe Pods this year isn't as big of a role as he's had in the past. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea what to. And he had the great piece, Nick Friedell, on Brandon Pajemski in The Athletic. That's where we got all those sexy quotes from, saying, I want to be the guy that they hand the, passing the baton to.
I don't want to, get too ahead of myself here, but if you watch Will Richards at Florida,
national champions, Todd Golden.
He defended at a high level.
Yeah.
And if you want to play opposite Steph in this system, being a combo guard, no, he's small too. He's only like 6'2 or 6'3.
He's listed at 6'4. Again, we're going back.
What is he listed at?
He's listed at 6'4.
I don't think he's that big.
Okay.
But my point being is that he defends really well. And that is an element that they are dying for, which is perimeter defense. So if he is to crack the rotation and his defense is the thing he hangs his hat on, I could see it. I'm not saying start. I'm just talking about crack the rotation. Dude, it's crowded. Look, let me just read these off.
It's very
GP2,
crowded.
GP2, Moody, Melton, Seth, Buddy, Will Richards, and now Kuminga.
I know.
It's a lot of guys for that wing, perimeter spot.
Do you buy that they're as deep as they've ever been? That's kind of what Nick was saying. They feel really good about their depth. I wonder where Warriors fans feel about their depth right now.
Let me ask you, we got to the end of last year. How do we feel about our depth?
That's why I'm bringing it up. Not good. Like, you didn't have, you had to rely on Buddy Hield to be the starter.
Can we acknowledge that?
Well, they didn't want him to be the starter for most of the season.
GP2 is a situational player.
Yes.
Okay. Moses Moody's a very streaky player.
Yes.
Melton, just a question mark.
I don't know.
I'm just going to put
question mark. Didn't see enough of him in a Warriors uniform last year.
Seth, I don't know how they're going to use him, so I'm going to put a question mark on him.
He shoot the hell out of the ball.
Buddy, streaky as hell.
Yep.
Quinton Post.
Yeah, question mark. Showed flashes.
Yes. Will Richard, question mark. Kuminga, I would put in the streaky category. Yep. So they've got a lot of question marks and streaky players. So I think on any given night, you're going to be clamoring for someone who's either ice cold and you want to see get some run, or a guy who just might be a question mark.
And I think that's where we're getting into this. Do you like go for it, double down on this 2-year window for the trade deadline, which comes up? And again, we're doing a season preview, if you will, but just how it could play out. And that's why a lot of Warriors fans are thinking about, if I'm going all in, then I'm going to trade a lot of these streaky players for established guys that I know are going to be consistent. Because that's what you need in the playoffs, Joe. Consistency, whether it's offensively or defensively.
They've played the Blazers twice. So I've gotten a great look at this guy. Kamara is a baller.
Yeah.
Now, they would never trade him to you.
No.
But that type of a guy, 3-and-D, who's an elite defender on the perimeter, I would trade assets and, you know, guys on this team to get that guy who can do two things really well and fit in your system. But those guys just aren't available.
Right. And another thing I asked Nick, and if you missed any of that interview we just had with Nick Friedell, find it on the YouTube or the Odyssey app. He's our Odyssey NBA insider. We're going to be doing it all year long. Great stuff with Nick Friedell. I asked him, he's like, all right, health aside, you're like the biggest question or concerns, the size. And I feel like we're always talking about that, Joe, no matter what, is the size of this team. And it's a problem till it isn't, if you will. Clearly the size bothered them in that first round series, though. They were up 3-1, so I don't want to lose that. They were up 3-1 on the Houston
Athleticism,
Rockets.
Athleticism, size.
But that was what they had. They just couldn't shoot the ball, the Rockets.
And, well, then they did.
Then they did, and they won.
And I thought our perimeter defense really got exposed in the final three games of the series. So, I think there's a lot of just unknown right now with the Warriors. Again, I like the team. I really like the team, but there's a lot of unknown with them. And they have a lot of one-way players or streaky players. And that's, to me, that's creating an environment with a lot of frustration. And what I mean is, like, on any given night, I think the fans are going to be frustrated with some of the rotations.
Oh, by the way, I just knocked over this bobblehead. I'm holding it up right now in the YouTube audience. It's the Best Buddies bobblehead.
That's pretty good.
You like that? You like that?
Jimmy's braids always look so good.
This is like one of, like, they're making really good bobbleheads.
Remember, those are really good.
Remember, like, the detail used to just be like a create a player on the 2K circa like 2001, where it's like fuzzy in the details? Steiny's looking at it right now with disgust and disdain, because anytime we talk positively about the Warriors, that's just how his face looks. But this is a Jimmy Butler Buddy Hield Best Buddies bobblehead. Got to be listening.
That's
between now
cool.
and 8:30. We're going to play the sounder. Not right now. Don't play it. We've already played it a couple times in preview. And when we play that, you got to call the contest line. But it's a cool bobblehead.
I like that a lot. It's really cool. You can go on YouTube and look at it right now. So someone like Steiny is like really old, right? No, I love Steiny. He knows that. And I love his perspective.
Hold on. You got to cut that, Carter, and play that for him on a rejoin.
All right. Just hear me out on this. If I pose to Steiny, you're only allowed to tell the youth about one dynasty.
Oh, God, I know.
The Patriot dynasty or the Celtic dynasty?
They'll say the Celtics. It's not even close. His love is love
for... Bill Belichick or Red Auerbach?
Ooh.
Right? Right? Like, I think it's tougher than you want to give.
I don't know.
He's a little older. He's got
perspective. I don't know what Red Auerbach's dating history was when he was in his 70s, so I got to look into that in comparison. I don't know. Was he pulling, like, Jordan Hudson's back then in the 60s? I don't know. We'll see.
So I ask Bay Area sports fans, especially the ones that lived a little, you can only tell your grandchildren years from now about one dynasty, the Warrior dynasty or the 80s Niners dynasty, meaning Joe Lacob's era and his run, because he's coming up on 15 years, or Eddie D's give or take 15 years. You can only tell them about one. Which one are you telling them? It's so tough. You can't pick both. I'm making you pick one. We're coming up on 15 years of Lacob owning the team.
Oh, my God. It's like you're asking like the two favorite kids, right? It's like, yeah, pick one.
Six championships and won four of them.
Six.
It's crazy.
Four. It has.
Eddie went to 5 and won all 5. We're so lucky.
888-957-9570. Just what's the better run? Just put it right there. What's been the better run?
You have to pick one.
A 15-year run. We're officially coming up on 15 years of Joe Lacob owning the Golden State Warriors. You can only pick one. Now, there is one more title with Eddie D's run, the 5-4, but I do think the Warriors have the player in their favor in all of this. I do.
You're taking Steph over Jerry?
I know. Joe? Because I do think Jerry is over Joe in this argument, because I do think Jerry is the greatest football player of all time.
But Joe did it before Jerry, too.
I know. But Jerry also played for another team in the Bay. And I know it's different. I know. And Steph is the guy to unite the entire Bay. Oh, that's a great question.
Let's just have fun with
this.
That's
a great question.
I think so, too.
There's no wrong answers.
Exactly.
There's no wrong answers.
You can make an argument. The two defenders, look, Lawrence Taylor's always going to be that guy from the 80s. Ronnie Lott ain't far behind.
Right.
Draymond Green is the defender of his era, right?
Yeah.
And he kind of has
never cut off his pinky, though.
He's got a lot of the Ronnie stuff to him. Clay and Dwight Clark, they're very similar.
Is Dion KD? Is that the comparison?
I love it. I don't think people hold Kerr in the same regard as Bill Walsh. And I think it's more NFL related than it is other things. But I don't know, man. I think this is a fun little conversation.
I don't think
there's a wrong answer.
We'll ask Jennifer Lee Chan on the other side, because I do want to get the lay of the land of the red and gold now that you brought him up. Is Brock Purdy going to go this Sunday? I don't think it sounds like it. As Joe, you mentioned yesterday, if he's limited, I'm not playing him. Hell, if he's limited, why is he practicing still? That's kind of where you're at. But he was limited participant yesterday. But he was more limited than the other quarterback that's limited, Mac Jones, if you can catch my drift here. So Brock didn't do as much as Mac was able to do yesterday when it comes to going through the motions, going through the routines, which tells me and indicates to me that Mac Jones probably going to start Sunday night against the Falcons. We'll ask Jennifer Lee Chan on the other side about that. But first, injury report time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.